Find a store near you.
Turn the page, will you please, to the next chapter of the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Wednesday, February the 2nd. Richie, February.
That's right.
February. February. We've had a focus today, not a lot of focus, because leave that sort of thing to everybody else, the discussion of Egypt. Whether or not King Tut's going to come back to take over for Mubarak, that'll be an interesting reality.
It'd be a good story.
It would be a good story, right. And the winter storm, which is affecting everybody, New York City seems to not have been hit, though, Roberta Fasanelli. Was there much snow in New York yesterday?
No, we didn't get snow. We got a bit of ice overnight. Yeah, lots of sleet and ice and very slippery outside, but no snow, thank goodness.
So anybody fall down in front of your place yet to sue you?
No, not yet. Why are you thinking of coming here and
again?
Doing that?
Might be worth the trip.
All right, so Bill Murray, we all remember Groundhog Day. The movie from 1993, it's being, isn't it, about this time, Richie?
Yeah,
the Groundhog.
Let's see, let's check in here. That's the festivities at Punxsutawney. They got the log up on stage and Phil's little door.
Get ready.
Okay. We have a link to the live broadcast streaming this morning at gooddayshow.com, all the events in Punxsutawney. I think every year for the last 3 or 4 years I've asked people to spell Punxsutawney. I don't think I'll do it this year. P-U-N-X.
There's X's, yeah. It's a
A-T-A-W-N-E-Y.
No.
Punks.
No.
Matani.
No.
Yes, Rich.
No.
P-U-N-X.
I'm looking at the... Do it again. P-U-N-X what?
We should call Rich Sir Snopes. What do you think?
P-U-N-X-A-T-A-W-N-E-Y.
Close, but no cigar, sir.
Matani. What do you mean?
I'm looking at the official website that you have on DougSteffen.com.
I'm looking at it right here. I'm looking at the way it was spelled out on the my prep information that tells me where to go and what to do and how to do it.
It'd be wrong.
P-U-N-X-A-T-A-W-N-E-Y.
1-800-510-8255.
How do you spell it?
Really spell.
Spell it right. Okay, 800-510-8255. Television in the focus later on in this hour. Jennifer Horn have some updates for us on your favorite television programs. The Jennifer Horn visit will be preceded by Roberta Fasanelli's Queen of Cheap visit. We have the story of Heidi Klum's new television show and where that all gets started. That's coming up. First, though, the war on cameras. The story begins with a fellow named Michael Allison, who's 41 years old, lives in southeastern Illinois near a town called Cairo. Some call it Cairo. We were talking about the Illinois Central. And by the way, somebody said they were lounge cars, observation cars. For those of you who weren't around the last hour, I was recounting the little town in Illinois where my mother grew up. When I would go visit my grandparents, they were right on the Illinois Central main line. And every day when the city of New Orleans would come roaring down the track, I'd run out of the house and go over and wave at the engineers. And there was always a conductor in that lounge. I think it was called the observation car. I think that somebody, Bud, called in and said that. So the train whisking through, and I just was thinking about that area of Illinois. This fellow, Allison, lives in Bridgeport, Illinois, which is not very far from there at all. He also spends time at his mother's house in Robinson, Illinois, those of you who know this area. Both towns have a lot of eyesore property, and the town of Ashley, Illinois, that I'm talking about. Lots of abandoned property along the railroad track, and there are a lot of unregistered junks, cars just dumped there, that sort of thing. So this fellow, Allison, has a little garage on his house, and he works on his cars.
Relation to Bobby Allison?
I don't think so, Richie.
Okay.
Well, anyway.
The race car driver?
This guy is not likely to disobey the law. He doesn't, go out of his way. He's a pretty law-abiding citizen. But he's got some cars around his house. And he says the law down there said he had to build a garage to cover up the cars, or he had to register and pay insurance for all the cars that he's working on in his yard, even though he never drives them on the roads. So he kept working on his cars, and the city would come along about every few months, and they would impound them. And so he filed a lawsuit against the city, alleging that the law was a violation of his civil rights and scheme to collect revenue through impound fees. He then resumed tinkering with all of his cars in his driveway and his mother's driveway. Police officers began harassing him with threats of fines or arrest for violating the ordinance.
Wait, hold on 1 second for me. I missed something. They were all in the driveway.
They were in the driveway at his home.
In the driveway, though,
in
not
the driveway
in the
of his home.
Okay.
Correct.
Not in the street.
Not in the street.
Okay, go ahead.
So because they were not, the city ordinance suggests that if you're going to be working on your own vehicles, they have to be undercover. You can only have two unregistered visible cars. Otherwise, they have to be out of sight, and he doesn't have a garage, so he works on them in the yard.
Okay.
So they came along, and they towed them all out. And he got them back again. He went over to his mother's house, and basically they did the same thing over there. So he filed a lawsuit against the police department and town officials, et cetera, for harassment, saying they were personally retaliating for a lawsuit that he filed against them. And apparently this all began when Mr. Robinson, the first time around, went to the police station to get back the cars or to find out how to get them back, and he brought a tape recorder with him. And he asked the chief with the camera recorder on to tell his officers to name the law he was violating, issue him a citation, or leave him alone. He had not ever been charged. They took the cars. They put a fine on him. Never told him what law he broke. He paid the fine, and then he moved the cars. And then he started thinking about it. What am I paying a fine for? What's the law? So they didn't have, there's no law. But the police, because he showed up at the police station with a camera and taped the proceedings, he got a citation for recording a conversation with a digital device. Apparently in the town or in the county, you cannot record anything unless you are a journalist or a reporter and you have a license from the county.
In the courthouse or in the police station, you mean?
In the courthouse or in the police station on public property.
Right. Okay.
Apparently.
Okay.
So anyway, this thing goes on and on and on. He has no criminal record. He's hit with 5 counts of wiretapping for recording the transaction in the police station with public officials. He could go to jail for 75 years.
Goodness.
Or pay a $35,000 fine. Now, again, the story starts with him working on his own cars in his own yard and them saying, you can't do that. So he says, yeah, well, show me the law. And they don't show him the law. They tow him. And then he goes back and confronts him again. Where's the law? They tell him nothing. They write him a ticket for coming into the police station. And then they hit him with 5 counts of wiretapping. Now, one wonders, as you hear or just kind of dig around these reports, how it is that the police have so little to do here. But what it really, this story...
It all started out with neighbors complaining about cars being all over his house,
well,
I'm sure.
Okay, but that's his land. And you know, there is no law in the books. If there were a law
in the books. There's no law in the books.
That's his point.
Yeah, I wonder if he lives in a community where there are bylaws. Because I would certainly complain if
they
one of my
never,
neighbors had cars
they,
strewn all over their yard.
They never cited him for, they never told him what he was being cited for.
And
they never
even
pointed
if it
to the law.
Bylaws, the police make, can do nothing about it.
Right. However, in this case, the second transgression, as far as they're concerned, he fell into a trap where they can get him.
Right.
So they think they can get him.
Why did they let him bring the tape? Why did they let him break the law?
Apparently, they wanted to. They knew what they were doing.
If they saw him come in with a camera, they should have told him,
uh-huh,
"You can't do that. You will be breaking the law." Instead, they waited for him to break the law.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a University of Pennsylvania law professor who says that the methods the police use to stop people from photographing or recording them on duty are unconstitutional. Even if there is something on the books, this guy said there are three federal appeals courts that have ruled that the First Amendment confers at least some protection on people who photograph or record the police in public. There have been several cases like this. One not far from you, it seems to me, Richie. We talked about not long ago where somebody had recorded the police. They pulled the police car,
yes,
pulled somebody over, and the guy...
They pulled his cell phone out.
His cell phone out.
The whole thing.
Right, and then he got taken or arrested or something.
Right.
For interfering, it seems to me, now I'm just coming back to me, 3 or 4 months ago, for interfering with due process. Wasn't that it? Or
something
very
like
close
that.
To that.
Yeah.
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 Okay, so then how much of this do we put up with? This is not about the cars being on the front lawn. This is about police harassment and making things up as you go along. And by the way, in my estimation, this comes from the same department. Not enough well-trained police. They don't get paid enough. And many times there are too many of them. They don't have enough to do. In many jurisdictions, there are too many police. Southern Florida, there are cops falling all over themselves. There's the sheriff, there's the county police, the local police, the state police, the highway patrol. They're all over the place. And they fumble and mumble and stumble all over each other. It's not necessary. There's no need for all of these police. And they're so poorly trained that, you know, they come up with people. They aren't very bright, these people. No, they aren't. These people are not well, they're not well educated.
God help you the next time you're in trouble and need help.
Why? I knew in the town I live in, they have a pretty educated police force.
Okay.
Now, they've trained them better since my friend Brent Larrabee was the police chief. Got them all up to snuff. They all have college degrees now, and they are trained in different specialties.
I think in most jurisdictions you find where they require a college degree.
Not in Southern Illinois, you don't find them.
Really?
Yeah. If they're related to the sheriff or the chief, they get the job. So anyway,
yeah, some small tangent.
Yeah, food for thought anyway, which is good for us to have at this hour of the day. Food for thought for your mind, 19 after on Good Day.
Can I make a deal with you? I'll give you $100, and you can give me $1,000. Sound crazy? Well, if you're carrying a balance on your credit card month after month, you've already taken that bad deal. That's right. You've made a deal with the credit card company that could be costing you thousands in high interest and late fees. If you want to get debt-free once and for all, you need to call Credit Guard of America right now for free information. Just call 1-800-724-1077. We work directly with your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. Then we roll everything into one affordable monthly payment, so you can get debt-free and stay debt-free. It's that simple. No more credit card payments, no more collection calls. If you made a bad deal with a credit card company, it's time to get debt-free starting today. Call Credit Guard of America for free information. 1-800-724-1077. That's 1-800-724-1077.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Found my thrill.
Right, big news today at gooddayshow.com. The exclusive story, the only place you can find it, is at DougStephan.com on how to spot fake blueberries.
Oh.
Long been touted as a superfood, high in antioxidants, vitamin C. Unlike other superfoods, Roberta, like bee pollen and seaweed and stuff, blueberries are accessible and attractive. So there are people who are wondering why blueberries are in so many packaged foods. We actually started off the conversation last week when we discussed with someone, Rich, refresh my memory, about how the Kellogg's blueberry cereal is no blueberries. Remember that? Was that last Friday we were talking about that?
Yeah.
And the blueberry muffins don't really have blueberries
in them?
They're
not really blueberries.
Not blueberries at all. Uh-huh. Customers are being fooled into buying the stuff, thinking that it's good for them, as blueberries are great antioxidants. But what really the food investigators are coming up with is that General Mills and Kellogg's and Betty Crocker and other brands are not using whole blueberries at all, but they have these soybean kind of like the peas that are soaked in dextrose and then corn flour and sugar, citric acid, artificial flavor, and blue dye number one. That's what they do. They put that stuff. It's cheaper for them. Blueberries are expensive. I bought a box of blueberries a couple of weeks ago, and they were like $4.99 for just what amounts to a handful.
Yeah, blueberries are expensive. I buy the frozen ones.
Get them much cheaper, or you don't get them, but you think you're getting them in all these cereals. So it is a complete ripoff, and if you want to understand what you're doing and from whom you are buying this, these blueberries, then you check it out at gooddayshow.com, all right? That's a public service, Rich. We've charged nobody any extra for that.
You're a giver, Dougie.
All right, let's see here. John is called from Tiffin with a way to spell Punxsutawney. Hi, John. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Well, how are things in Tiffin and Heidelberg and all the other great places in town today?
Everything's pretty much closed, including Heidelberg, which, as everyone around here knows, is very, very rare.
No, I can't tell you that I remember when I was there for 4 years that we ever had a snow day. And the weather, Northwest Ohio is famous for having cloudy, cold, miserable, dark, dank days pretty much from, am I right, from Christmas till Easter?
Absolutely.
That's the way it is.
We're used to it. We usually don't cancel anything, but everything around here is shut down for the ice.
Uh-oh. Well, that's not good. Well, meanwhile, we're focusing our attention, see if we can change that, on Punxsutawney Phil. So how do we correctly spell, I spelled it incorrectly, Richie caught me on it, so how do we spell it correctly?
Punxsutawney is spelled P-U-N-X-S-U-T-A-W-N-E-Y.
Right, I spelled it P-U-N-X-A, I think I left.
Correct. You left it. It's S-U instead of A.
Right, yeah, exactly. All right, so John, you're a good man. What can I do to make your day? What can we give you? I suppose I could take you to dinner the next time I'm in.
You know what I can do to make John's day?
What can you do, Richie?
The rat just came out and made his prediction.
Yeah?
Your ice will be gone soon. It's an early spring.
Early spring, right? He saw. He didn't see.
He did not see his shadow.
Not from my window at Heidelberg, I'll tell you that.
I bet.
One way or the other. Do I know you?
Actually, yes, we met this summer. I actually am a part-time employee at WCCS.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember. Yes. Okay.
And I teach at the college, listening this morning and thought, no one better but me. I graduated from Punxsutawney High School, so.
Did you?
Yeah.
And you got to Tiffin. That's an interesting trek. All right, John, hold on just a second. Thank you. Look forward to seeing you when I'm there in a couple of weeks, 28 after the hour, on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Google claims that Bing is stealing their search results, and Microsoft isn't denying it. By assigning bogus queries to specific sites, Google was able to catch Bing right in the act. Strings of random letters brought up the same results on both search engines, but not until Google had assigned them to specific pages. In other news, AT&T is facing a lawsuit that claims iPhone customers are being overcharged for data usage. Tests on brand new phones with no services installed were still charged for over 2 megabytes of data. And finally, iPhone 4 pre-orders will be made available to existing Verizon customers starting February 3rd. If you're making the switch from AT&T, Verizon will give you $212 as a trade-in credit for the 16-gigabyte iPhone 4s, and AT&T 32-gig models will bring you $285 for the trade-in. Have an older generation iPhone? They'll take those too. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct.
I can't believe that.
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Egg.
Pictures that you can check out too at gooddayshow.com. A co-host picture of Richie at the controls and Jennifer with that big smile and Roberta Fasanelli thinking, working on the Queen of Sheep as we speak. And then there are nice pictures of Warren Eckstein from the pet show. Dr. Ken is there and Dr. Jack Stockwell is there. But you get a look. And then there's sort of a composite picture, plus the picture of me in my cowboy hat given to me by my friend Dominic DiTavio. He's in the, there's a little video there.
You can rock a cowboy hat.
Yeah, you know, I didn't think I was going to like it. I thought it was going to look silly on you, but it's not bad.
Not bad. No. Yeah, I just don't want to look like Imus. I don't want people to think.
No. You look better than him.
You look too young to be Imus.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
And I can breathe. Okay. Yes. The television news today, focusing on The Biggest Loser at the gooddayshow.com website, one of the competitors in the season, former Olympic athlete who has a restaurant, sells a 1.5-pound burger. Apparently, he's eating a lot of them himself.
Yeah.
What do you know about that, Jen? This is I don't watch The Biggest Loser, although the new trainer that's going to replace Jillian is that woman MMA fighter. I want to check her out.
Yeah, you like her, right?
Oh, yeah, she's very good-looking.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, what's the story, Jennifer, with this? This guy, how much does he weigh? Do we know? I saw a picture of somebody in a promo.
Oh, gosh. Like I think he was in the
500 pounds.
Yeah, he was in the fours or the fives.
Oh.
But he had, you know, I mean, the thing with these Olympic athletes is that they eat a lot when they're in training.
Right.
And then when they stop training, they just pack it on. But I think he's lost already. I mean, in the first week, I think he lost like 24 or 25 pounds. So
watched a few minutes of it last night, and it was interesting to see. I just caught like 5 minutes of it because this guy grabbed my attention in that he and his daughter intentionally gained weight so he could get thrown off of the show. And it was a father-daughter team, and he just said, this place is not for everyone. I'm not cut out for this kind of, I guess, the work that it takes. And he said, I didn't want somebody who really wants to be here and deserves to be here to have to go home and me take their place.
Part of the issue
I intentionally threw it.
I've read a few stories about what really goes on behind the scenes there. Not only are they working out, you know, 5 or 6 hours a day, but a lot of them, because they're onto the way the competition works, will wear plastic suits underneath their workout clothes so that they sweat more. Mm-hmm. A lot of them will spit water out of their mouth so that there is absolutely no water in their system right before weigh-in, so much so that one of the contestants and one of the tabloids said that people actually are urinating blood and because they're just not ingesting enough fluid for the amount of exercise that they do just to win the competition.
All this to get on television.
You would think that the new... Well, I don't think it's as much television as it is. These people see this as a golden ticket to change their lives and to lose the weight. I mean, it's, you know, it's hard to lose. And look at us. We're all 10, 15, 20 pounds, you know, over what we should be. These people are 100, 150 pounds over what they should be. Yeah. And, you know, it's hard. You can't do it on your own. And to be able to get this opportunity, I think a lot of people would do whatever they have to do.
All right. Speaking of that, how are we doing on our MetaFast diet today? There are 20,000 doctors around the country that have recommended MetaFast. Jennifer is working with it. Rich is working with it now that I've landed in L.A. Roberta's working as well and losing. I think we decided that everybody's losing about a pound a day, including me. I went on it for 4 days and lost 4 pounds.
Yeah, I'm a little behind a pound, maybe 3/4, half pound a day.
So the food is good. The directions are clear.
Mm-hmm.
The help is important. That is, you get to speak with they call trainers, consultants?
MetaFast advisor, and I actually talked to mine yesterday. And, Dougie, you and I share a MetaFast advisor, I found out.
We do.
Yes, Jennifer.
I haven't talked to Jennifer yet.
She told me. She said she needs to talk to you.
Yeah.
Well, and I'll tell you, once I read the materials and talked to my advisor, Laura, a couple of times, I'm good. I know what to do. I mean, if I have any questions, like we called her like the first time we made something and said, help us out here. This didn't come out right. How can I do this better? And she gave us some tips and we're like, okay.
You know, they're really cool too, because as you progress through the diet, for instance, you get one meal, one lean and green meal every day. So lean meat or some type of protein and vegetables. I talked to my advisor yesterday because one of them, you can have up to 14 egg whites a day. And
great.
I said, that sounds kind of like a lot to me. I've been holding off, but can I mix, you know, maybe half of that or a little less than half of that with a little bit of low-fat cheese? And she said, absolutely, as long as you're getting this amount of protein. And she really helped me figure out something else that I can order now when I have to go out to business meetings. I can order a veggie omelet, which is, you know, that's kind of cool that it makes it work so easily with what you
do. Well, part of the program makes it work is having the support, answers, inspiration, if you will.
Right.
Whenever you need them, you can talk to these people that Jennifer and Roberta are talking about. So if you want a fast way to lose 2 to 5 pounds a week, we've been very consistent at about a pound a day here for everybody that's on the staff. This is a simple, nutritious way. The foods are all pre-portioned. Is that the right word? Pre-portioned?
They're
not pre-proportioned. Yes. They're pre-portioned.
Right.
They're so easy to repair. You're repairing your body by preparing these foods. Richie was talking about making the pancakes or brownies that are easy to make, all this kind of stuff. And you have it all planned out for you. Day one, meal one, two, three, four, five.
And one thing that's important to mention, Doug, in just chatting with a couple of people in the chat room about this, they think that they can't afford it and it's going to be expensive. Whatever you're spending on food now, it just basically, it's a swap.
Right.
For this. I'm not spending any more. And in fact, I might be spending a little less.
I think less, yeah.
In what I would spend every day on breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So it really doesn't cost you anything out of pocket when you look at what you're currently spending on food.
And even plus, if you get the support. Like, that's why the 20,000 doctors, including Dr. Ken, have recommended MetaFast. So here's how you get on the same plan that we are all on. You go to MetaFastKen.com, MEDIFAST, MetaFastKen.com. Enter the code DRKEN, Dr. Ken. Save $50 on your purchase of the food and the program from MetaFast. That's MetaFastKen.com, all one word, MetaFastKen.com. Enter Dr. Ken to save the money. Or you can call them toll-free, 800-506-4115. Use the Dr. Ken code. Save the $50. 800-506-4115.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive... Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
If the IRS claims you owe over $20,000 in back taxes, or if you have unfiled returns, listen up. Tax Resolution Services can help you negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Think you can take on the IRS on your own? You're nuts. You'll get creamed. Let us help. We've offered real solutions to thousands and thousands of people, just like Jeff and Valerie W. The IRS targeted them for $29,600. They couldn't pay it. They called Tax Resolution Services, negotiate a settlement for $300. We've been around for 13 years because we built a reputation for dealing honestly with our customers. Tax Resolution Services is the highest rated national tax resolution company by the Better Business Bureau. Call my office now, and I'll guarantee on the first call with our tax consultant, we'll tell you if we can help. Put your tax problems behind you now.
Call 800-383-1850. That's 800-383-1850. Again, 800-383-1850.
The morning sun will guide me. I count the days till you're beside me. It'll take more than miles to separate you and me. Cause my heart is there with you. As the forge starts to brew, waking up to that aroma that always pulls us through. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive.
Ow, ow.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
All right, we have these things listed at thegooddayshow.com for you to get a little more detail. But Roberta likes to highlight the heavies, the big ones.
And speaking of highlighting, we've got that free box of Clairol Color Blend hair color once again, Jen Jen. 10,000 boxes today. And because they want everybody to get a free box, what they're doing, they're starting today's giveaway at 9 p.m. Eastern time. You know, a lot of times they do these giveaways at like, you know, noon or 2 o'clock. People are working. Who can do this? So this time they're doing it at 9 p.m. Eastern time. You go there, you put in your name to the Facebook page, and they're giving away 10,000 free boxes of Clairol Color Blend. That's pretty cool.
Wow. Yeah.
Quiznos, they've got this prime rib sub going on just for you, Doug, for your diet, $2.99.
Yeah, right. I'm going to go have a sub.
We've got a principal coupon for you. Free Stride gum. Gum is a great way if you're do you think you're hungry? A lot of times you're really thirsty, so you drink a glass of water and you chew a piece of gum. Sometimes you just want that flavor in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get a free Stride gum. We have the link for you on the website. And so you really can stay in shape. Get a copy of Shape Magazine. We've got a one-year subscription for only $2.99. It's at Tanga.com. It's only a 24-hour deal, so go there today and get it. We have all the information for you. The coupon code is SHAPE, and you'll see the price. You'll see it originally. It'll be $24. When you put in the coupon code SHAPE, they'll take off that $21.01 to make it $2.99 for you.
All the info at DougStephan.com,
right.
GoodDayShow.com. Roberta Fessinelli, the queen of cheap here. On Good Day, let's move to the groundhog once again. In case everybody's heard this by now, I'm sure all the morning shows are onto this.
Well, not necessarily. People are still waking up.
All right. Well, if you have not been around, the woodchuck saw his or didn't see his shadow, so that means winter is about to leave.
We've had early spring.
Early spring.
Please.
Early spring.
Now, what does early spring mean, though?
Well, if it didn't see it, it would say March. Six more weeks of winter. Yeah. So
now you're at 5.5.
Right. Yeah.
So that means spring will come like the third week in March?
Roberta, this afternoon.
This afternoon.
Be there this afternoon.
Sorry, I want to know when. Look
for it everywhere. When?
And Roberta, the rat really doesn't know what he's talking about.
No.
So.
All right. So the new version of Dallas is in the works. Larry Hagman has signed on to bring back JR, which is kind of interesting, Jen.
Yeah, lots of good stuff with this. It was up in the air whether Larry Hagman would sign on, but he will be there along with Patrick Duffy and Linda Grace, originals from the first one.
What roles, would one of them play Jock?
No, Larry's still going to be playing J.R. Ewing.
No.
Yeah. Remember, it was just a dream. Who shot J.R.? He's okay.
No. He's just too old to play J.R. now.
Well.
J.R. be the same age?
I think maybe J.R.'s gotten older.
Yeah. So they're going to do an updated version.
Yeah, it's an updated version. And the show will air on TNT. So.
How old is Larry Hagman now?
I don't know.
Late 70s, early 80s?
Okay. He'll be the patriarch of the family.
He'll play Jack, but still be JR.
Okay.
He's 79. So he's nice. Right. He still looks good.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you can check that out at thegooddayshow.com. Now, this new Heidi Klum show that was on last night.
Klum.
Roberta, don't you dare correct
me. She used to be one of my tenants. I know how her name is.
Really?
Yeah.
She has skinny legs? It looks like she got skinny legs.
They're very skinny, these girls.
All right. So there is a new show called Seriously Funny Kids. That's modeled, apparently, after three other shows. The Bill Cosby Kids Say the Darndest Things. And we have a little clip, lest you don't remember how funny the kids were on this show.
Okay. So what are you studying in school now?
I'm studying early mammals.
Early mammals?
Mm-hmm.
How early are they?
About when my dad was born.
Right, so.
And what year would that be?
Probably about 1000 BC.
That's cute. All right. Also, after the Art Linkletter House Party show, there was another show that he did that was similar to what Bill Cosby. It was a forerunner to Bill Cosby's Kids. And let's see if we got a little clip of that, Richie.
This is from the House Party show.
It's Art Linkletter's house party. From Television City in Hollywood. And now here's the star of our show, Art Linkletter.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just a little flustered.
Art Linkletter passed away last year. As an aside, he, along with Gene Autry, made and Bob Hope, made tons of money investing in real estate here in Los Angeles County when they were first getting started. Also, supposedly, this show came from the mind of, or at least they stole ideas from Candid Camera.
Oh, Alan Flint, yeah.
Can you help me with something, please? Yeah, do you think the suit is okay? Because I have to go to a party on Sunday, so.
The suit?
Yeah. I just don't feel sexy in it. Maybe if I, like, pulled it down.
So they catch the kids in really interesting situations. You watched this the first night? Was last night, Richie? Did you watch it?
Again, walking by the television and it was on. And I didn't know about it, so I was wondering what Heidi Klum was doing with all these kids.
Was this a mistake for her?
She's moving on to doing more kids-oriented stuff because she's got about 12 of them now.
Yeah. No, she looked pretty cute, and it was fun.
Oh, all right. So it was good.
From what I saw of it, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Okay, Jen, what other hot stuff do we have straight off the griddle, or do I have time for it? I guess I don't have time for it.
No, go ahead, Jen. Yeah, you
big
do.
News for the Kennedys miniseries. You know, there's a lot of hoopla. The History
Channel.
They
weren't going to run it.
They said. The History Channel shelved it, but now it's been picked up by Reels Channel, and it's going to start on April 3rd.
Who
get ready to see
Reels
about $30 million worth of promotion go into that.
What is the Reels Channel?
It's a digital cable channel.
Really?
Yeah, so check that out. We'll keep you posted on when that's available. Plus, Derek Hough from Dancing with the Stars, he's leaving for a season. He won last season with Jennifer Grey. But he'll come back in the fall. He's taking time off to work on his serious movie career.
Right. Can I say something?
Yes.
All right. There's nothing that annoys me more than saying, it's like listening to the news station in Boston, WBZ. They always say when there's a stupid big story on. Stay tuned to WBZ.
Stay tuned for more. Well,
they don't know any more than 15 minutes than they did.
Doug was screaming at the news station here in Washington, D.C. the other day. They were doing the closings
so
of weather reports.
Oh, my God.
Stay tuned for more information.
Stay tuned for more of the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer and Roberta and Rich. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Air you.
Now 53 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Wednesdays at this time. We invite the man who's really an expert when it comes to pets handling all kinds of problems that you can call every weekend. The host of the Pet Show is Warren Eckstein, and he has the story of what the weather's been so bad over many of the states in our country. The animals, along with humans, have cabin fever. What to do about that next here on Good Day.
Attention, Hydralyze is currently seeking participants with dark circles and puffy eyes. If you have dark circles or bags around your eyes due to heredity, fatigue, or aging, you are eligible to see results and participate in the Hydralyze trial. Hydralyze was introduced to improve delicate skin around the eyes and now has been shown to eliminate dark circles and bags. It effectively diminishes even dark circles caused by heredity. To participate in the Hydralyze trial and see results risk-free, call 1-800-381-5589. Fragile capillaries around the eye can leak, allowing blood to pool beneath the skin like an ugly bruise. But right now, you can join the thousands of people who have seen their dark circles fade away, watched as bags literally disappeared from view. Participate in the free trial by calling today. If you're serious about getting rid of your dark circles or bags around the eyes, you are eligible to participate and experience results with Hydralyze. Call this number today, 1-800-381-5589. Once more, that's 1-800-381-5589.
Warren Eckstein is the host of the Pet Show, also responsible for some great pet products. They call them Hugs and Kisses, they being the people who use it, those who developed it, and Warren who promotes it. Hugs and Kisses, great stuff. All right, so what do we do for the dogs with cabin fever?
Well, the first thing we need to do is recognize the fact that, you know, it's cold outside. There's snow and ice on the street, so that 20-minute walk now becomes a 4-minute walk. And the dogs and cats, just like children, just like adults, when they're spending so much time inside and they have all this energy and no way to release it, they have behavioral problems. As a matter of fact, when the weather gets like this, Doug, I get more calls and more emails from listeners saying that my dog, who's the perfect dog all the time, is starting to chew, my cat is starting to scratch. So here's what you need to do. you can't take your dog outside in the ice and the snow. You're not going to stay out there for 20 or 25 minutes. But how about some staircase sprints? Most people have a staircase in the house or the apartment building, up and down the staircase, monkey in the middle, doggy push-ups, puppy sit-ups, whatever you need to do to keep the dog mentally stimulated till you can increase the activity outside. And depression sets in, too. I've seen dogs actually start chewing on themselves and a lot of things that most people don't even think about this. Thank goodness my listeners let me know over the years what problems their pets have, because just like people and children with cabin fever, our pets suffer the same way. And it's important to compensate inside. Run them up and down the hallway. Do the staircase sprints. Bring them a new toy. Do something to keep their mind stimulated.
Yep, it's very important. Would you say the same thing, cats? We were talking earlier today. The reason to bring it up is because somebody asked me about what the cows are doing in all the snow. There's 3 feet of snow in most of the pastures, and some of the bigger cows don't have a problem. The smaller heifers are not that good at getting around, so they don't move much. And I think that it takes its toll in a lot of ways. I think you're suggesting that the skeletal or muscular features of the animal are going to, they will winnow away because they aren't getting enough exercise. As you said, 4-minute walk instead of a 20-minute walk or something like that has to have serious implications if it goes on for a long time.
Absolutely, and as a matter of fact, there are so many dogs and cats out there, and cats too, because some people do walk their cats on a leash and collar, contrary to what you might think, Doug. But for most people, cabin fever is not as tough for the cats as it is for the dogs, because they're generally inside, and as long as people keep them mentally stimulated, they're not going to have the same problem. But horses and dogs and a lot of different animals that are usually more exercised, all of a sudden they can't get the exercise. Sure, their body atrophies, their mind atrophies, and a lot of behavioral problems as well as physical problems can crop up.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there was another thing that I saw this week about health care for pets, keeping in mind that we have these discussions going on and on about the health care bill. What is the status of dogs? The American public is living to be less because we're eating poorly. The average was 79.7 years or something. Now it's dropped off a few months. So what about dogs and cats, pets in general? Are we being careful enough with what we're feeding the animals and giving them enough exercise so they can thrive and live longer? Does anybody do a chart on dogs to see generally whether most dogs are living longer now than they used to?
That's a great question. I don't think there's any statistics saying that they're living longer, but the quality of life they have when they reach those, what I call chronologically challenged years, when they reach that age, they're living a lot better and the quality of life is there because of new medications. I just worked with a vet, by the way, that opened up a physical therapy practice specifically for dogs and cats, and I think that's going
to
be a new thing.
I want you, when you and I get together next week, I want you to tell me about it because I want to bring Charlotte over there.
You got
very
it.
Important stuff. Warren Eckstein, everybody's friend when it comes to pets. Check out his website, petshow.com, through DougStephan.com.